So we're sat here thinking and debating about the current influenza A H1N1 business that's going on in the national media at the moment, and we're just discussing whether this particular issue is overhyped at the moment. And I don't think that that is the case. If you look at where we've come from since Sunday, we've gone from a situation, just taking UK as a particular case, where we had no cases of influenza A H1N1. Then we went to 2 cases, 5 cases and 8 cases in the space of a couple of days, with about 260 people who are being screened for related contacts that they've had with this group of people. The other thing that people are making some concerns about is whether this particular virus is anything to worry about at all, because at the moment there haven't been a great number of deaths other than people who originate from Mexico. And the concern really, as has been clarified by the World Health Organization spokesman in the latest update on the internet, is that whilst there seems to be a slowing of cases in Mexico, this is something that can be expected with diseases of this nature, so there's no time to be complacent. What the World Health Organization is doing is they're not scaremongering, they're just warning and informing people about something that has the potential to develop very, very quickly, and to give people practical advice about the sorts of things that they can do to protect their families. At the moment, the virus is responding to antivirals, which reduce the severity of the symptoms and also reduce the number of days that you have the virus. But very quickly, this virus could change and mutate and become something that the immune system is either unable to deal with, or conversely, develops a severe reaction to, and the immune system itself becomes the problem in its reaction to the virus. So my advice at the moment is that it's, as President Obama said, in fact, there's no cause for alarm at the moment, but we should be extra vigilant to this particular virus and think about how we would cope, for example, if as a family unit we were all affected. Have we got the 2 weeks of flu medication in the house in order to self-treat? And have we got basic foodstuffs in, or do we know somebody that we could send out the shops to make sure we can have a cup of tea and get something to eat for the next couple of weeks while we're feeling a bit under the weather, as we would do if we had flu at any other time? The final point, just to make very clear to people, is that whilst seasonal influenza causes a number of deaths every year, and the BBC have made this point very clear, the difference with a pandemic strain of influenza is that it tends to affect people who are in the prime of their life. So the age groups that are, let's say in this particular case, from 10 to 47 years old. And this is something that people will find quite difficult to deal with when they see people in the prime of life developing very severe illness and ending up going to hospital, because that's an unusual thing. So in summary, I think that there's no cause for alarm at the moment, but the message at the moment is vigilance and preparation, and look at the official sources of information primarily. If you're in UK, NHS Choices is the website that you need to go to, and that will give you the latest information on what you can do to protect yourself and your family. My name is @Vetrus on Twitter, and my role is as a resilience and business continuity consultant.